Let's keep the conversation going, shall we, into the next 90 minutes when it comes to local sport. This negativity off the Speckle text about local football is ridiculous. People want to band together and help. Players will play for nothing and go over and above to make it work. A season off will destroy more clubs than it galvanises. That's from Rory in Mornington. Well, we asked Peter Cole all those questions, Rory. He doubted whether the players would want to do that or could make that possible. And his general line of thinking up there at the Heathcote and District Footy League was that clubs would be better off by not playing at all as opposed to playing with no one able to attend. I want to go down south, down to the Apple Isle, down to Tasmania, because a pretty extraordinary story down that neck of the woods in the last 24 hours, that being that Cricket Tasmania has told football they're not welcome at Blundstone Arena in Hobart due to what they deem infrastructure implications. And the man who broke that story joins us now as a chief sports reporter and editor at the Hobart Mercury, Brett Stubbs. Thanks for joining us, Stubbsy.
G'day, Sammy. How are you going?
Very well, very well. Thanks for joining us. Isn't it amazing? We're all in it together, weren't we? We can get through this together and we can work in conjunction with each other and everyone can get along. And boy, it's blown up in a big way down there in your part of the world with Cricket Tasmania and footy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It just goes to show how the implications of the COVID crisis, just unexpected implications, I suppose. Cricket Tasmania always head north during the latter stages of the winter months to do their preparations before the season starts. But because of the border restrictions, they can get out, but they can't get back in without doing the 14-day quarantine. So they're now staying at home and preparing the centre wicket and leaving the sight screens up at Blundstone Arena, which means that it is unsuitable for any type of Australian rules footy.
We extended the olive branch, or the invitation rather, for Cricket Australia to come on. They declined the opportunity to do that. What's been the general mood in the aftermath of this decision down that way, Brett?
Yeah, there's a certainly the club that's most implicated impacted by this is the Clarence Football Club. Clarence Football Club, originally as the Bellarea Football Club, has been playing at Blundstone Arena since 1884. They're now left without a training base or a home ground. Of course, there's still no guarantees that the Tasmanian State League will go ahead this season, but they feel like they've had the carpet pulled out from underneath them. They'll due to restart training on Monday. They thought they'd be training at Blundstone Arena, and now they're looking for an alternate venue to train. But you can sort of also see it from Cricket Tasmania's point of view as well, because they're the only professional team here in Tasmania. It is their venue, and they believe that they have to get out there and train and give their players their best possible chance, like players like Tim Payne and Matthew Wade, who represent Australia. They need to prepare for their seasons, and without going into state, the best way they can do it is on their venue.
Cricket Tasmania said in the statement that they had offered and they would work with the Clarence Footy Club, AFL Tasmania, and the Clarence City Council to find an alternate training venue for Clarence for the season. Where do you think that might be?
Well, not sure, because obviously they need somewhere with suitable lights. It might mean sharing a venue, but it certainly won't be to the standard of Blundstone Arena, of course. And, you know, it's also the symbolism of it all, because this is Clarence Football Club's home ground. They were there a long time before Cricket Tasmania. Yes, Cricket Tasmania is the one who's put all the money into it and created the venue is now. But, you know, Clarence Football Club has got a, like I said, over 100 years have been playing at the ground, and now they've just been turfed off for the rest of this season.
And it obviously affects North Melbourne too. Now, the Kangaroos, the AFL fixture hasn't been announced yet, but they want to play games in Tasmania still this year. What sort of effect is it going to have in the AFL space?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, to be honest, it was probably highly doubtful that either Hawthorn or North Melbourne will play games in Tasmania due to the border restrictions around the quarantining. You know, same thing that's happening with WA and South Australia. We had that here where anyone flying in has to do a 14-day quarantine. So that obviously can't work for AFL teams. But both clubs have stressed that they want to fulfil their contract and receive the payment therefore for doing that. But obviously now Blundstone Arena's out of the question. If North Melbourne is to play in Tasmania, it's only they'll have to play in Launceston, or maybe you play at the Twin Ovals where they played a pre-season game.
Mm.
The Twin Ovals is an excellent surface. It's roughly around the same size as the MCG, but obviously hasn't got the same warm-up facilities, change rooms, all that kind of thing that a Bunston Arena or UTAS Stadium has.
Yeah, I think, UTAS Stadium you mentioned now, my mail is, Brett, that if Hawthorn and North Melbourne get down there to play this year, it will be at that particular venue, some of those preliminary discussions, but they might be playing the game at Launceston this year. But look, we go day to day, don't we? It all changes so quick.
That's right. There's so many unknowns. I mean, North Melbourne has said that, if they were scheduled to play in Tasmania and it was in Launceston, that they would do that. But the government, especially Premier Peter Gutwin down here, has said a number of times they're in no rush to get AFL games played down here in front of no crowds, because the money that Tasmania puts into these games is through a tourism stimulus, not just for football. And if you can't get people to come down and watch these games, if you can't entice North Melbourne and Hawthorn fans and whoever they're playing, well, you don't get a return on your investment. So that's the way the government are looking at it. So at this stage, it looks highly doubtful that we'll have any AFL games in Tasmania this season.
Well, Brett, you broke the story. A real fascinating development down there, as I say. It's at themercury.com.au. You're the chief sports reporter and the editor down there. Thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries. Anytime, Sammy.
Brett Stubbs, their chief sports reporter and the editor at the Hobart Mercury. Off the speckle text, players in our league were surveyed, 95% happy to play for nothing. He's talking about the MPNFL there. Can't see it being different in other comps. Disappointing attitude from a lot of local clubs who want to throw in the towel. Where there's a will, there's a way. As president of Burnside Heights Football Club, we want the season to proceed. Oh, I don't think anyone's happy to throw in the towel or want to throw in the towel. It's just the reality in some parts of the state and the country. I coach seniors and juniors. I've waived my fee for 2020 and I will do whatever I can to get games played. The alternative is we all sit at home and look at the wall. Sam, the Hume League up here on the border at Albury, Redonga, clubs like Holbrook, Howlong, etc. have pulled the plug on 2020 season as of yesterday, both football and netball. That's from Steve. Maybe they're right. Maybe Heathcote and Hume and some of the other clubs and leagues, just the tip of the iceberg. We'll take a break now. We're here thanks to Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. Back on the other side of this with some breaking news out of Adelaide.